Hello and welcome to our fifth Secret Door to Success Masterclass call. Today, we're diving into Chapter 7, Crossing Your Red Sea. But first, a little admin. So the recordings for all the previous classes are on the Masterclass Central webpage, plus the bonuses, and there will be new bonuses today. So be sure to download all the recordings and PDF files to your devices. And as another reminder, please write in your Game of Life Manifesting Playbook. Writing in your playbook will support you to be aware of your energy throughout your day. It will support you to consciously choose what energy you want to be in each day. So please write in your Game of Life Manifesting Playbook. Okay, so that's all the admin info that I have. And we'll just begin with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, creator of all that is, we are so grateful to come together as one with singular intention to reconnect with that beautiful essence of love and light that we are. Please open the way for us to release what no longer serves us, to heal the wounds and pain of trauma from our past, and overcome obstacles in our present. Please open the way for us to expand our awareness and manage our internal energy, raising it to the highest vibration of love possible, making the manifestation of the dreams of our heart inevitable. Please just surround us with your diamond steel force field shield of protection, filled with strength, stamina, and healing love, keeping us safe, deflecting negativity in all directions of time. In deepest gratitude, amen. Okay, so now we'll get into our class content. So we've made it to chapter 7, Crossing Your Red Sea. Oh my, you know, I love The Secret Door to Success, but it's intense. The energy isn't for the faint of heart in a really good way, but still, oh my goodness, it's a lot. And crossing your Red Sea doesn't disappoint. It takes us deeper into understanding the power within us and how simple it is to manage and focus it. Now, what I've always loved about Florence's work is not just the timelessness of it, but the simplicity of it. And on top of that, each page holds incredible strength and support. The Secret Door to Success is a compilation of lectures that she gave. And that becomes clear in some of the chapters when, you know, she jumps around from one important bit of information to another without a real foundational flow, which is what I really like, is to build a foundation of information. But she weaves this tapestry of enlightenment to understanding that it works. So, you know, you could probably read The Secret Door to Success every day for the rest of your life and get something new out of it every day. Because each day you'll be at a higher state of awareness, a higher vibration of love. So you'll understand it at a deeper level every day. And this masterclass couldn't be more timely. Here we are in the midst of the old paradigm of living collapsing around us as the light powerfully sweeps our planet. Now, I've been talking about the light coming in for over 20 years, and here we are on the other side of a pandemic that put a screeching halt to our lives in ways we never would have dreamed of. And the world is different. The energy is different. Now, over 20 years ago, I knew life had to change. We all did at some level. because the way we were living, it just wasn't sustainable. And I'm just going to share a moment my understanding of our changing planet. I had asked my angels to show me how the light was going to come in. And I'm not an astrologer or a scientist. I just take what they show me and run with it because I know they wouldn't steer me wrong. But they showed me a picture of a massive solar flare on the sun. And the second I saw that picture, man, I saw it. I saw more than the picture. What I saw was the light. Now, the sun holds a magnetic pull with the earth, and the sun shooting out solar flares and having solar storms, it shoots all that toward the earth and it hits us with this energy of light. Now, today we're experiencing massive solar flares and solar flares and storms. They're happening, I don't know, weekly. I know sometimes they're daily. The solar flares and storms, they've been wreaking havoc with my weather radio. It's just static. And now that I live in a place where we have terrible storms, actually, there's one rolling through right now. So I hope I don't get cut off. I got this radio and it's kind of like, it's not on the ham radio frequency, but it's close. And the solar flares just knock it out, and all it is static. Now, before the pandemic hit, when traumatic events, those tragedies like the natural ones, like hurricanes and tsunamis and fires and tornadoes and floods and earthquakes, and then the man-made tragedies like 9/11, when those things happened, we would all pray for people in those places, in those areas, the people that were directly affected. But when the pandemic hit, we prayed for everyone. We prayed for everyone on the planet. And those prayers brought in surges and bursts of light all over the world. Surges and bursts of love. And that love was unprecedented. But the massive wave of fear was unprecedented too. So, question, did the waves of love energy we sent out as a collective consciousness activate the magnetic pull of the sun, causing solar flares and storms? If I didn't misunderstand, scientists were predicting these storms, but they're early. Food for thought. And the Schumann resonance, the vibration of the earth, this too has been all over the place. And with all this electromagnetic activity, all this love and light that's sweeping our planet, it's affecting our human body too. This fluctuation of electromagnetic frequency is pushing and pulling on our bodies, and our bodies are working to align with it, to align with the light. And our human bodies are experiencing insomnia, exhaustion, nausea, dizziness, fluctuations in blood pressure, headaches, migraines, allergic reactions, and so many other symptoms. But let me say, if you need medical assistance, get it. Check in with your body. Are you experiencing the energetic shift, or do you need medical assistance? We are in a time of transformation. And as scary as it might be for some people to look at, it's really an exciting time. It's an opportunity. It's change that we've all been praying for. It's the light coming in, the love coming in. It's a golden opportunity to create something better. And here we are with Florence. And she's teaching us how to flow in ease and grace instead of fighting it to end up battered and bruised. Florence supported people through the Great Depression, a pandemic, World War I and II, when metaphysical teachings weren't mainstream. And bless her heart, she was a divorced woman, for goodness sakes. Well, you know, she had to self-publish The Game of Life because no publisher would touch it. And the metaphysical teachings, they spoke to those who were ready to hear. And it's happening again. Metaphysical teachings are becoming more and more mainstream now every day. And scientists, our scientists of the 21st century, are finally proving what Florence taught about energy 100 years ago. Like, neural pathways of belief can be rewritten. Thoughts and words are energy. Oh my God. You know that saying, sticks and stones can hurt my bones, but names can never hurt me. What a freaking lie. My mom used to tell me that when I was little, and my best friend, which obviously wasn't, would be really mean to me and say things to me that just broke my heart. And my mom would say, sticks and stones can break your bones, but names will never hurt you. And oh my God, it made me feel like there was something wrong with me because her words hurt. Her energy hurt. And now we know that energy, words are an energetic vibration and they hurt. They hurt when we're in fear energy. When we're in the vibration of love energy, they can't engage with us. What would it be like for children to live in the vibration of love instead of fear? What kind of adults would they grow up to be? We as humans make life so hard because we're told that life is hard. We are told that life is hard. We're taught and programmed to worry about everything because if we don't, we're not a responsible person. And we now know that worrying is the worst thing we can do for ourselves and anyone we're worrying about. Because that worry is going to go right out and be mirrored back to us in an experience that's ladled with worry. And that worry is an energy, just like the sticks and stones. Worry is an energy that if we're worrying about someone, they feel that awful energy. And if they're going through a hard time, it makes it worse. We're taught that we need to struggle. This is a lie. There is no need to struggle. Life's a game that didn't come with directions or instructions until we were introduced to metaphysical teaching. In today's class, Florence teaches us at greater depth that the reality, the experiences of our life is an inside job. Life doesn't happen to us. We create it through us. So if we don't like it, we can create something new and different. We have the power. And in this chapter, through her stories, the bottom line she's trying to get across is that, number one, we all have a promised land. Material things and experiences that bring us individually joy and happiness. It already exists as your field of potentiality. The superconscious is well aware of all this joy and happiness and continually feeds you ideas of these material things and experiences. It feeds it to your conscious. But this field of potentiality holds more than just things. It also holds feelings of peace and a sense of being safe. And within this field of potentiality is the human sense of security. Because we're deathless there. We're spiritual beings of love and light in the superconscious higher self. Florence shows us through affirmations, my supply comes from God. God is my supply. I shall not want. Number two, she's telling us that the wilderness is our own programmed fear. Holding fear in our body is not our natural state. Our natural state is unconditional love, love of the highest order, love of the superconscious higher self, that God part within. But human life experiences squash our natural state, and it writes neural pathways of belief, or subconscious records, as Florence called them. We write these neural pathways of belief or subconscious records that we are limited. We're unworthy. We are not good enough to be happy. We feel lost in this wilderness of fear. And on top of that, so many of our religions teach us that we're separated from God by sin and we are sinners. Well, we cannot be separated from God when the vibration of God lives within us. God made man in his likeness, a spiritual being of love and light. That is our natural state. The vibration of love consciousness. The vibration of love awareness. The light energy. It kind of surprises me that we can't just hold on to a light bulb and light it up, to be honest with you. Okay, number three. Florence tells us of the woman who was a concert pianist whose manager stole her money. She hated the man, and her hate, the emotion within her, that hate, pushed her into a downward spiral of life experiences. And then Florence brought in the light and supported the woman to transform her hate and heal it, setting her free from the pain of the man and the experience with him, opening the way for a higher outcome. She tells us how we must overcome the wilderness to get to our promised land. And in today's language, she tells us we must overcome our fears, including the hidden ones, to live our happy life. It's our mission to overcome the negative talk that is feedback when we want to improve our life or create something new. Some people say this is the subconscious trying to protect us. No, I say no. This is the subconscious telling you there's an energy you need to look at. An energy you need to look at that's blocking you from having what you want. You need to observe it. And heal it. Transform the fear energy to love energy and set yourself free. Return to your natural state of love without fear. But when this stuff comes up, subconscious is going, no, 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 no. When that comes up, we think, no, 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 that feels icky. It hurts. I don't want to look at that. It's going to hurt more. Not looking at that. Bury it, bury it, bury it. What the truth is, the moment we look at that energy, the instant we observe it, it begins to lose its power. In that moment, the healing begins. Florence teaches us that usually circumstances drive us to heal the energy blocks within us, like the pianist who overcame hating the man who stole her money. She had fear buried in there. She had a subconscious record, something about money and it being taken from her. And sure enough, it happened. Now, whether that was something that came from something that happened to her as a child, maybe, probably. And so the man did what he did, fulfilling her belief, sent her in a tailspin of fear. And then Florence showed her how to shift that, to forgive, and to open the way for a higher outcome to happen for her. And the woman followed the guidance, and the higher outcome happened. And this brings us to where we are today. So let's dissect this. We are energetic beings of light. We are birthless and we are deathless, and we hold the power to manage and focus the love energy that is our essence like a laser. But we've fed into beliefs of lack and limitation. We've devoured doubt and existed on a diet of worry. We've accepted physical world lies that life is hard, that we have to struggle, that life happens to us, that we're a victim, that we're a victim of the behavior of others, that we're victims of circumstances, that we're victims of societal beliefs. We have the power to overcome victim mindset. We have the power to kick worry out of our life forever. We have the power to open the way for the essence of God, that essence of who we are, to create our lives through us, lives that we love, lives that the foundation is that love of the highest order, where we experience joy. And we share that with others. And we heal Mother Earth beneath our feet. Love energy benefits everyone. We're in the midst of fear flying around us, like the flying monkeys in The Wizard of Oz. Yet at the same time, the electromagnetic energy of the light is illuminating those fears like turning on a light switch in a dark room full of fear monkeys. And each one of those fear monkeys, or each one of those monkeys, is a fear we've buried in our subconscious, and it's begging to be healed. So, what are you going to do now? Well, it's too late to turn off the light. The light switch is gone because the light is here to stay. And the world is changing. And the truth is, the absolute truth is that once you look at or observe one of those pain-filled fear monkeys, they begin to lose their power. So look at it. Observe it. That feeling that you get that's uncomfortable, follow it. It's feedback and it wants your attention. You're here now, diving into Florence's teachings. You're going to heal that fear energy and hold on to the light to flow in ease and grace, and we're going to do it together. So I want you to think about something you're holding in fear. Could be something personal to you. Could be something you're involved in as a group. Let's look at something that you're struggling with. And I'm just going to give you a moment to do that while I'm, because now I'm only using one monitor. I got to move stuff around because I want to play. I had to play our meditation. So think about what you want to heal. There's probably many things, but let's look at one. Okay, did you figure out one? Together, we're going to take your power back from this experience, heal it, and disconnect you from it to set you free. And we're going to do this in a meditation format, so get comfortable. And we'll get, as always, we're going to begin by quieting our minds so that you can connect with that beautiful essence of love that you are. And then we'll infuse the situation and people involved with love energy. We're going to forgive what's been held in unforgiveness. And then we're going to disconnect any cords between you and the people and situation. And please just remember that forgiveness doesn't condone behavior or mean that you're in agreement of it. Forgiveness is the gift you give yourself. And true forgiveness heals the pain within you and sets you free. Just get comfortable and we begin. And we begin by quieting our minds. So please just get comfortable and close your eyes and take a really deep breath. And with your feet flat on the floor and your hands gently in your lap, just close your eyes. And focus your attention on your heart. And now, with another deep breath, shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life and embrace those things to your heart. Ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And now with another deep breath, we ask the angelic guardians of the heavens and the earth to surround us now with the most powerful magnetic force in the universe, love. Now just take my hand and that of an angel, and together we all form a circle of love. Together, we hold the safe, sacred space to shift from fear energy to the highest vibration of love. Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael join us and stand on either side of you. Breathe in the love of our circle.
place the situation you've been struggling with into the center of the circle. Archangel Michael will help you do this. You want a higher outcome for this situation. Together, with singular intention, we all send love, sincerely from our hearts, to the center of the circle, with the intention to create a higher outcome. The love flows as a sparkly, energetic mist of light, swirling around and through the situation you've put in the center of our circle. Now place the people involved in the center of our circle. Archangel Michael helps you to do this. Even though you're not happy with these people, you do want a higher outcome. And you know that they have a God part or higher self within them. Send all the love of your heart to this person or people in the center of the circle with the intention of creating a higher outcome. The beautiful swirling mist of love wraps these people in our powerful white light, opening the way for a higher outcome to be achieved. Sincerely from your heart, forgive the situation and the people involved, beginning with, I forgive, and filling in the blank. Now the aspect of you that has been involved in this situation steps into the center of the circle. Forgive this beautiful aspect of you for your part in all of this experience. This aspect of you returns forgiven and healed. Now, breathe in deeply as Archangel Raphael ever so gently removes any cords, threads, cables, or chains from you to the situation and people in the center of the circle, where he removes these connections, a spot is left, like where a tomato was attached to the vine. And beautiful little cherub angels now fill those spots with sticky, glowing love. Now take a deep cleansing breath, and from above, a beautiful white healing light comes down through the top of your head, bringing in the light of God, pushing out any darkness of fear, clearing away any residual energy of pain, suffering, unforgiveness. This beautiful healing light flows ever so gently down through your face, clearing away pain, clearing away suffering, clearing your chakras, down through your neck, flows through your shoulders. It flows down your arms, and that beautiful white light shoots out your fingers. The healing light flows down your chest, through your body, cleaning up your vital organs, clearing your chakras. This healing light flows down through your hips, through your legs, down to your feet, down into Mother Earth. You are filled with the divine light of God. And now we ground this healing energy. Just allow roots from your feet to go down into Mother Earth, down through the rocks and the clay and the water, all the way down to that healing love energy at the center of Mother Earth, where those roots wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, anchoring you safe. And with another deep breath, just pull that healing love energy of Mother Earth back up through the roots, up through the soils, up to your feet, up through your legs, up to your heart. Fully grounding you. And when you're ready, open your eyes.
Okay, so the light is here to stay. It's revealing pain and suffering you've hidden. Florence teaches us that circumstances will force you to face this less than love energy of fear. You don't have to wait for the adversity to strike, be forced. You don't have to wait. Just simply sit quietly and observe how you feel about yourself. Do you love yourself? Do you love your life? What parts of your life would you like to improve and why? What do you want to feel like that you don't? Do you feel love energy flowing through you? Do you feel as though you've reached that state of poise that Florence teaches of? What energy is between you and being that state of poise? Whatever it is, you can heal it. And this meditation we just did will support you to do that. Florence made a statement of truth about finances. So just replace the word financial with what you want or need. And this is the statement, the affirmation. My supply comes from God, and big, happy financial surprises now come to me under grace in perfect way. I love that. It can be whatever you're wanting to manifest comes to you now under grace in perfect ways. And when you feel that with every cell of your body as truth, it happens. No matter what it is, it happens. It manifesting into your reality is inevitable. You created it through you, through that resounding yes of every cell of your body. Okay, so now let's recap. Now we have a clearer understanding of our field of potentiality, how we manifest through us, how our internal energy blocks our manifesting power, and what to do to heal that blockage to manifest the desires of our heart. We've walked through shifting our vibration from fear to love, to dissolve internal energy blocks and transform that fear energy to love. You've experienced the freedom of forgiveness and understand its healing ability at a deeper, profound level. The light is sweeping our planet. We're all being affected by it. And I'm so grateful you're here with me. We're moving through this together. There are so many who are struggling, fighting with those fear monkeys, the lights revealing to them because they don't know what to do. You may be called on to support them through this. You have the strength within you to overcome the fear of this world. Use your tools. Believe in the love that is your essence. I don't know if you heard that. Wow. That was powerful. It is so dark here. Believe in the love that's your essence and its power to support you. I got a thunderstorm right here, right now, supporting you. Okay, so I'll add this love forgiveness meditation as a separate audio on the Masterclass Central webpage. And I'll also add the full program of forgiveness and disconnecting the cords to heal the wounds of your heart. So if you need more support, you can listen in for those, either one of those programs or both of them. And of course, reach out in the Facebook group if something's come up for you that you need help with. Okay, so your homework is to read the next chapter, Watchman at the Gate. Be aware of your energy. Course correct if necessary. Again, if you need help, reach out. Use your tools. And right in the game of life manifesting playbook every day. I can't emphasize enough how much that will guide you and support you and show you where your energy's dipping. And it'll just reveal to you as you're writing, it will be revealed to you how to use your power. It's just magical. So write in it every day. Okay, so this completes our fifth class.